everybody, and welcome back to the High School Life Podcast. My name is Carter Chase.
And my name is Lewis Smith.
And together we bring you a different perspective on life with this podcast. Today, we're just going to wing it, all right, guys? So we're going to start off with an inspirational quote. Lewis, take it away.
There are no limits to what you can accomplish, except the limits you place on your own thinking.
That's by Brian Tracy, and I have no idea who that is. Anywho, okay, so we're going to start off with some shower thoughts, then talk about other stuff when we get there. Okay, first one. From a dog's perspective, you've always existed and always will exist. Whoa, dude! Weird. That took me to different dimensions.
Wait, what?
I don't know. Oh. That was weird.
I don't know what you're saying. Languages are agreed gibberish.
Gibberish.
Liz. Gibberish.
Come on now.
Gibberish. That doesn't... Wait, what?
You don't know what gibberish means?
No.
It's just... It's just like gibberish.
Oh, that's a good
combinations.
One. Yeah.
Like, German, for example. It's like, wie geht's. How does that somehow translate to how are you doing?
Wie geht.
Wie geht's.
Wie geht's.
And then see mirror guys go down there. Yeah. It's like it's just that's actually super true. Celebrities can sell their secondhand stuff for more money than they had bought it for. That's actually so true.
That is so true.
And like sometimes it can be cool, sometimes it can be annoying. Cause like say Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he's just selling like a freaking napkin that he wiped his mouth on for like $250. He got 100 pack of napkins for a dollar at the dollar store, something like that.
Wait, is this actually like a true story?
No.
Oh.
I was kidding. Like that's just an example.
Oh yeah.
Like.
Or like Barbara claims to have like cut some of Elvis's hair and like saved it, and then like have you seen that thing before?
I think so, yeah.
And it like went for like $2 million.
$2 million of freaking Elvis's, what? Like
hair.
60-year-old hair.
That's disgusting to think about.
Yeah.
You just have a bag of hair in your living room.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's go with another one. My Wi-Fi was out is the new I was stuck in traffic. Oh, that's so true. Sorry, our Wi-Fi went down. Or instead of like, oh, sorry, I was stuck in traffic.
There's only so far you can walk in the woods before you're walking out of the woods. Wait, it's like the
thing where
you can go north and you end up going south.
That's crazy to think about.
But you can't.
What if the world actually is flat? That'd be crazy.
That'd be insane.
Do you know there's like so people that think that?
Yes, and it's ridiculous.
And they're like, I think the world... Okay, I saw this weird thing on Apple News the other day that caught my eye. I mean, Apple News is fake, but... Anywho, it said... Conspiracists. How do you say that?
Conspiracy theorists.
Conspiracy theorists melt snow to prove that it's fake. And I'm like, what?
What an idiot.
And then I read up on it a little bit. And they think the government drops it to prove that there's, like, not global warming and all this stuff. They, like, had a whole theory behind it. And I'm like, what?
I just got a really great idea. If you want us to start a YouTube series on us debunking myths and conspiracy theories, go to our website and comment it somewhere.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
That would be fun to do.
That would be really fun.
That'd be fun to do.
Just tell people why they're wrong. Yeah, that sounds really fun. I do that all the time.
Sounds pretty fun. Like the vegan teacher lady. Have I showed you videos of her?
Mm, no, you haven't.
Oh, yeah, let's not get into that.
All right.
Okay, I lied. One last one.
What should we do?
Which we're do actually we do? Closer to the year 2050 than we are 1990. Oh, my
goodness. Oh, my
goodness.
That's so trippy.
Holy crap.
2050 sounds so far away, though.
Yeah, it's 2021.
Wow.
People judge others for being judgmental. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, that's crazy.
It's like a paradox, dude.
Wow. Interesting.
Interesting.
Some things are interesting. I like shower thoughts the most when they're like... Get my brain pumping.
Yeah. You know,
just like, ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. Like, it's just like, wow, so true.
The order of the alphabet doesn't have to be in the order that it is. But it is for a reason. But what's the reason?
Okay, this is hurting my brain.
I know. Okay, when we come back from this break, I'll tell you about the time I got kicked out on my prom date. So
let's get it.
Okay.
Welcome back.
It's my first prom, right?
It was.
Yes.
From recording date a week ago. And a couple of days. No, it was less than a week ago.
Anywho.
My brain has committed suicide right now.
My brain just committed suicide. Okay. So, yeah. It's our first prom date. So, it starts off, I go pick up our house, go take pictures, go eat dinner. And then we've got a couple, like, maybe an hour and a half before we end up leaving for the dance. So, we're like, what should we do? And we're like, first thing, you know what we should do? We should go to Walmart and just walk around in our fancy dresses, fancy suits. So we do that. We go over to Walmart. Skirt. Slide into the parking spot. I actually forgot where I parked. So we walk into Walmart. We actually see this other group of people from our school.
Who was it?
I don't know.
What was their names? What did they look like? Do I know them? Tell me everything.
Holy crap. Okay, anywho, we see them walking out of Walmart. They're in their fancy stuff, too. And so we're like, okay. But they had the same idea as us. And we talk to them for a minute. And then we go inside. And then we start walking around. And then we got the great idea to find the paint sample of our eyes. So we walk over there to the paint sample area.
We spend
15 minutes? Probably 10. Probably 5.
Wow, that went
probably down 5 fast. Minutes. Well, 5 to 10 minutes. Like judging paint samples, seeing whose eyes are what color. And it was fun. And then we're like, to the toy aisle! And
wow.
Yeah, and we're just like handing out. Well, actually, we went and, like, played with, we looked around the phones and stuff.
Did you play the free games on the phones?
No.
I used to do that when I was younger.
I still do that.
I don't.
And we go to there, hang out for a minute. Then we go to the toy aisle. Well, it was more like the cards aisle. And then we meet our vroom vroom skirt skirt way to the toy aisle, and then we're just hanging around looking at these weird Barbie toys that can move and talk now. I've never seen anything like it in my life, and we're kind of making a little bit of a traffic jam, but we move on. And then this guy with a shopping cart, he's in a employee's uniform. He pulls up with his squeaky wheel, like...
Wait, is he driving the shopping... Like, is it one of the sit-on shopping carts?
Oh, it's okay. A push shopping cart. It looks like he's filling up inventory or something. And he looks like he's homeless. Like, long hair, long beard.
That's the crowd you get at Walmart.
Super old.
Car just lost his train of thought.
Yes.
I could see it in his eyes. His story just fell out of his brain, and he looked down. He's like, shoot.
Gosh dang. Okay. So this old guy's like, we're just chilling, and this old guy pulls up. He's like, are you loitering? And, like, straight up, and I'm like, what? And none of us say anything. And he's like, I know that prom's really expensive nowadays, and I don't think you have the money to buy anything. I'm like, bruh. And so...
That's not nice.
What I wanted to say in the moment was, how do you know that I don't have any money? What if my dad's a multimillionaire and I own a million-dollar growing business at age 16 and I have all this money in the world?
We wish.
Hit that subscribe button.
Yeah, hit that subscribe button. Share it with a friend and we can get there.
Yes, hopefully. Maybe. Probably not.
We can.
Hopefully. No. Yes. 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 We will get there. To the moon!
To the moon we shall go.
Anywho, we go, and he says, and I'm like, okay, after he says that, and then he's like, because if you guys are loitering, I'm going to call the cops.
Oh, wow.
Full on police that mode.
Escalated fast.
I wanted to say, where's your manager, but then I'm like.
That would have been so funny. Where's your manager? I am the manager.
No. But, so we're just like, is this for real? And the guy next to us, he's probably in his 30s, maybe late 20s. He's like, is he for real? Like, everybody has the wide open deer in the headlights look, like, drop jaw. And we're like, out we go. And then we go to the dollar store, which brings me to the next part of the story. So basically, we did get kicked out.
The guy that got mad at you probably never went to prom and felt so sad about it. So he's like, how can I make someone else feel like that?
Yeah.
And that's what we need to make sure we don't do as humans, is trying to crush other people's dreams because maybe we didn't go after that. But I don't know why I brought that up. People. Carry on.
So we get in my cute little Ford Focus, drive over like half mile to the nearest Dollar Tree.
Wait, who did you go with? Like, no, I mean, like, you don't have to say names, but like, how many people? Because your car can only fit
four of us. There's four of us.
Oh, I thought you went
with... But we did go with a whole bunch of group, but the other group was lame, and they went to the dance an hour early.
Oh,
and they left an hour early. Okay, zoom on over to the dollar store, right? We go in the dollar store. We look at the toys for a hot second. We find these small hats we were going to buy, but then we decided not to because they weren't small enough. And then we go to the candy aisle, right? Well, more like the glass aisle, like where all the cups...
That's where we got our cups.
So we're just chilling in the dollar store. This guy, he just... I don't know what his deal was. He just starts staring at us. Like...
Creepy.
He's literally... His mask is down on his chin, and he's got, like, the blank stare, and he's just, like, staring at us.
Wow, that's scary.
Yeah, it was hecka scary. So, I wanted to say, hey, buddy, you need something? But then I was too scared, right? He looked like he could freak me up. yeah, so we end up leaving the dollar store because we were too scared of that guy, because he ended up... So, we left the aisle and went to another one. He followed us stared at us some more. I'm like... I know we're in suits and dresses, but like,
so scary.
No need to stare. This is a thing that people do sometimes. But I needed chapstick because my lips were dry and I forgot mine at home.
My lips are so dry right now.
And I've got extra chapstick if you need some.
That's okay.
Okay. Just kidding. No, but we end up going to Macy's the little bit away. And then by chapstick, we get out of there. And then we headed to the dance and the party.
That's crazy. Some people are weird.
Some people are weird, but especially the odds of getting kicked out and then getting stared at.
Kind of weird.
Pretty low.
Pretty weird. That is very interesting because people at Walmart are weird and the people at the dollar store are weird. So it kind of adds up.
No, the people at Walmart are cheap and then the people at the dollar store are even cheaper.
Aha. Ba-boom ching. Yeah, I don't know why.
Funny thing that happened today. I'm in German class, right?
Guten Tag!
Yes, we were saying that. And he's like, Guten Tag, Klasse! And we're like, Guten Tag! And then he's like, wie geht's? And we say, da-da-da-da-da. And then he's like, we're going through all these, like, uniform things that we, like, say to practice, like, are asking questions. And he's like, Beschreib deiner Familie. I'm like... Shoot, I forgot all the words to describe. But, like, so as a joke, I say, no hablo español. He hears me. He comes up. He's one of the teachers that jumps on tables, which is really fun. Jumps up on my table. He goes, in his microphone, he goes, Klasse, everybody stare at Carter. Holds the microphone up into my face. And he goes, Carter, Beschreib deiner Familie.
That's scary.
And everybody is staring at me. The 30-something, maybe even 40 people in the whole class. Everybody on me. I'm like, frick. And I'm just like thinking. I'm like, I don't know. And then, yeah.
Funny.
It was... very scary.
So I'm kind of confused because I got done with tennis today and I picked up my phone and it said my ceramics grade is an F. But but I've only missed 2 days, and I've done all the projects. And this has happened with a lot of classes, where, like, they accidentally, like, what happened with my commercial photo class one time, where they, like, accidentally
put in a grade.
Yes, that's not yours. Right. Yes, and that made my heart drop. And I was like, oh, no, it can't be right.
That happened actually to me the other day.
Ceramics too is probably the funnest class I've ever taken.
I should take it.
It's so fun. I'm like, have you ever watched those, like, guys, like, do the thing, and they're, like, so graceful with it, like, with the wheel, and then they, like, bring it up, and then they bring it down, and they, like, shape it and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the guy's just like that, but he's, like, so chill and laid back. The teacher competes in corn toss. Cornhole.
Cornhole. Is that, like, a legit thing?
That's that yard game that you see around 4th of July.
Or,
that
like,
it's a tailgating game.
It's a tailgate
game. Yeah, yeah. You have the wood, and it's got a hole in it. It's like a ramp.
It's a ramp
got
little hole holes.
It. It's like the size points of, like half the size of a kitchen table.
Yeah.
And you have two of them.
What kind of kitchen table are you talking about?
Big or small? Is that big or small?
That's huge.
Well, yeah, I'm just trying to give them an idea.
Well, like, if you guys don't know what corn... Oh, my gosh.
It's the beanbag game where you toss
it. The beanbag game.
Get it in the hole.
My chemistry teacher has a mini one. It's pretty cool.
That's sick. And he's like, so he's in the classroom, and one of these kids that's always in there that has, like, actually won awards and stuff and is going to get a scholarship for ceramics, believe it or not.
Oh, I thought you were going to say for cornhole.
I don't know.
Shoo!
He's in there. He's like, so what did you do over the weekend, Mr. C, which is my teacher? And he's like, oh, my arm's just so sore from all the cornhole I've been playing. And he's like, how much cornhole did you play? And he's like 4 hours on Saturday. And I was like, 4 hours of cornhole? I didn't say that, but I thought it. And I was like, I play a game, and I'm like, this is boring. And it's like, wow, do you really like cornhole? And he's like, yeah, I'm going to compete in the tournaments over the summer. And he's like, they actually have tournaments? And Mr. C's like, he's like, yeah, there's about six from August to, from July to August. And I'm like, bro, that's crazy.
Six tournaments?
Can you imagine coming home from, like, no, someone's like, so what did you do over the summer? I played cornhole.
I play cornhole.
That's what I do. I play. You'd have to say with a redneck accent. I play a lot of cornhole.
Oh, you know, just went up.
That's Minnesotan.
And play cornhole.
Minnesotan? All right. What
was that?
Minnesotan? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Cheryl over there.
Have you made your bracket yet?
No, I need to do that. We should do that for this. Winner gets something.
I bet we'd have like one contestant.
I bet we would, but you know what?
But the winner would get something.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to wrap this up. End with the...
we need to do a riddle of the day. But we can.
I don't have any riddles.
You don't have any riddles?
We can look one up.
Yeah, it's like, look up a riddle.
Really hard riddles. Okay. Oh, this is a good one.
What is so fragile that saying its name breaks it?
It's too many people have heard that one.
Silence.
Speaking of rivers, a man calls his dog from the opposite side of the river. The dog crosses a river without getting wet and without using a bridge or a boat. How? That is a good one.
Okay, so let me hold on. Let me retell that a little more and just like kind of shorten it down because I kind of got lost.
Oh.
Until I reread it. Okay, so a man calls his dog. Come here, puppy.
Come here, puppy. Come here.
The puppy gets to him.
And he's not wet.
He's not wet, but he crossed a river, so.
But he didn't use a bridge or a boat.
Pause this.
Or rocks or stones.
Yes. Pause this and think about it and write it down.
You have 3 seconds.
Yeah, write it down or type it in your phone so then you can try and get it. Yes. That'd be pretty cool if you can get it.
We are going to say the answer in 3, 2, 1. The answer is a river. Wait.
The river was frozen.
I read the one above that.
Well, he probably didn't actually walk across. He probably slided across. Okay.
Drift. Tokyo Drift.
What can fill a room but takes up no space? This is a good one. Wait, pause it.
3, 2, 1. Light.
Light. That's pretty good.
Okay, that's all for now.
No, I want one more. What can run but never walks, has a mouth but never talks, has a head but never weeps, but a bed
has a bed but never sleeps.
Think about it for a second. Re Hit the rewind 15 seconds because I said that really bad. Yeah. I stuttered a lot.
So what can run but never talks? Wait, what can run but never walks? Has a mouth but never talks? Has a head but never weeps? Has a bed but never sleeps?
Pause.
3, 2, 1. A river.
Two river ones, good.
Two river ones. Okay, so we're gonna wrap this up now
with an inspirational.
With an inspirational quote. They say if they say it's impossible, it's impossible. let me redo that. If they say it's impossible, it's impossible for them, not for you.
That's gonna be really loud.
I know, but headphone users,
caution.
Be aware.
Caution. Caution.
Even though you've already heard it. Okay, that was a good one.
That was so funny. Thing.
Should I add some, like, music to that?
Yes, dramatic music. All right. Dramatic
music.
I know. Added. I love those
it's
things.
It's already
where
been
it's
added.
Like,
you've already listened.
It's like, caution, strobe lighting, or whatever. And
caution.
It's like,
strobe
lighting. It's like, there's, like,
lighting.
No warning. It's like, caution, strobe lighting. You're like,
okay. Yep. All so right. That wraps up our episode.
Check it out. And so, like we always say, always
no,
will say.
No, Lewis, we're not done. Website, Facebook, Instagram, all that jazz in the bottom. Follow me on Twitter and on TikTok. Twitter is Carter the Chase, and TikTok is Chase Charter Case, I think.
Like we always
I think I said
say,
that right.
Like we always will say, and we will always forever say
goodbye,
goodbye
and
goodbye.
Good night.